you guys are new. You only formed just last year. Actually, let's start there first. How did you guys come together? What inspired the creation of Right by Midnight?
It's just something to do while we were drinking, Chris and I.
No, well, I was actually on my way out of music, and then Charles gave me a call and said, you know, before you quit, let's just try and write some songs. Because I had been in a previous band that broke up, and I was just kind of, I was being the old jaded guy, so like, I kind of just wanted to fold the whole thing, and Charles, yeah, he just called me up and said, why don't we have some room-warm Guinness in a really hot room and write some songs. And I think the first session we had, we wrote like 5 songs, so it was kind of inspiring to keep going. And then from there we met Joey, and then Joey, obviously it's Al's brother, so it just kind of happened like that. Yeah.
Alex and Joey, you guys joined after Chris and Charles had already started some of the recordings for the first full-length album that you guys have put out.
We started together this time last... Oh, what, the recording?
Yeah.
Well, the recording we started in October. But we started writing this time.
Yeah,
we started,
yeah.
It was like Bluesfest.
Yeah, I joined in like late November. I met up with Charles, like, I hadn't seen him for a year or so or more. And we stood under like a shopping cart shelter.
Yeah, in the pouring rain.
Yeah. I was getting groceries, and I just stood there and talked with him for a while, and then we just went and had a beer, and then he showed me his band, like, online YouTube videos, and I was just like, yeah, I'll play bass for that. And,
then he suggested his brother Al, which was definitely a bonus.
Which is kind of funny, because the entire time that Joey had been in Right by Midnight, he didn't tell these two guys, but he'd been sending me Right by Midnight songs, like, from the very start, so I was, like, learning Right by Midnight songs since, like, late November, early December. Just for fun. Like, I wasn't ever going to do anything with them. Like, I was just playing. I had moved to Belleville with my now ex-girlfriend to go to college. And I was bored out of my mind. So I just was like, send me whatever songs you can for me to drum to. So I just did. So I was just learning the songs as I went. And then they were actually looking for a drummer. And Joey's like, yeah, they're actually interested in having you come back for it. I was like, okay, cool. And then the next day or a couple days after, I see on Facebook Right by Midnight posts that Right by Midnight looking for a drummer. I was like, but I said I'd do it. Christ. And like, it was like a weirdly, it was a weirdly worded sarcastic post to Chris. Like, I don't know.
The way I had read it was, I already told Joey I'd do it. Christ. That's the way
but
that
not,
I had read
but
it.
Not so Napoleon Dynamite-ish. Yeah. Pick up yourselves, it's time to leave. It's
4 in the morning and they want to see you free. So you guys just got back from a tour of Southern Ontario, as I understand. What sort of provoked or motivated you guys to hit the road? I mean, this is the first time that you guys have done that, as I understand. And, I mean, that can be pretty thrilling, pretty scary. What pushed you guys to do that?
Well, I mean, you started booking shows, I guess, eh? And then, so we just, I guess Chris just booked a tour around whatever shows he had going. And it's just a friggin' good excuse to get out of Ottawa and have, like, a little vacation.
Get off work.
Yeah, not work is a big motivator.
It was pretty much just a big party, really. Like, the whole time was so good, like, I don't know. It went really well, yeah.
Yeah.
There's 4 guys in a van for 5 days, and we didn't have to be at work. And Al doesn't have to ever be at work, really. So, but I think, too, another motivating factor is that there's not a lot of opportunities in Ottawa for music. Like, I mean, you can do your shows at Zaphod's and whatnot, but after that, you know, like, you can't obviously play in this city more than once every couple of months, so... Why not go play on the road? I mean, it gives you an excuse to play every night, pretty much, so. Get it together, boys, it's time to go. They're
closing the bar and they want to sign out. I noticed that there is a lot of diversity on your album. Are there any specific influences or inspirations that you guys can put your finger on, or did it really just come out of, as you said, Chris, whatever you guys wanted to put together?
I don't know, like, I don't think anybody was trying to write anything specific. Like, it just, like, I mean, we had really, everybody has different ideas about what they like. Like, we all have pretty varied interests. Like, so when we got into stuff, like, we'd start a song, and, like, Chris and I would start a song, and we'd and I thought it was going to come out all like bluesy and quiet, and then it ended up turning out all super rowdy. Like, so, and it just, we've just sort of been going with it, not trying to like, you know, put ourselves like make the song into something specific, but just sort of go with it, and then however everybody plays sort of makes the song. Plus there's a lot of we messed around with a lot of stuff in the studio. Like, we were really motivated to try just like different things, like just, I don't know, it's not really that different, but like the hand clapping, or like Dean putting mandolin on stuff, and just pianos and everything, just whatever was around we kind of used, and it's kind of how it worked out.
Sometimes the best way home is the road less traveled on, you know. And sometimes the best way home is to not be home at all.
You know, Ottawa's a smaller town. There's only so many audiences that can go to so many shows. What makes Right by Midnight different?
I think it's the fact that we're pretty honest rock and roll band. I mean, there's nothing, we don't have any sort of gimmick, and we're not trying to put across anything. We're not trying to fit in with certain crowds.
Or emulate anybody.
You know, like, we just kind of do our own thing, and I think that that's even shown on our album, in the fact that you have pop tunes, you have rock tunes, you have country style tunes, you have acoustic songs. Like, it doesn't matter. And that was one thing that, like, Joey Charles and I and Al decided, like, you know, whatever we're going to write is just what we're going to write. And I think that that's why the response has been pretty good up till this point, because people can appreciate a sincere rock band that has, we don't, you know, no gimmicks.
Now, you guys have been together, I guess, as I mentioned, for about a year or so. You've already done your first tour. You've already got your first full-length album out. You guys have already obviously accomplished a lot. What is the next milestone that you guys want to hit?
For me personally, within this band, an album number two. Most bands that I've been in break up after the first album. So it'd be nice to actually be in a band that puts out a second record. I'd like to do some more touring, obviously, as well, and I think I'd love to. I personally love to see the band get a chance to play stuff like North by Northeast and South by Southwest. They're really hard to get into, but I'm hoping, you know, with a little bit of hard work, that's something we can achieve. That would be my personal goals for this band type thing. So
I just want to get drunk and meet girls.
That's true. I mean, sum that up.
I mean, make lots of money and play giant shows. And have strobe lights on stage. Just have an entire show of strobe lights. So just strictly strobe lights, even in between songs. So
more intense strobe lights in between songs.
So that people leave there really with like a lot of really bad headaches.
Who was that horrible band?
I already do that. Mission accomplished.
Living this life of ours on the run, and I think that it's getting old.
How do you guys keep up the morale and keep going forward when you face sometimes those obstacles, those less energetic audiences, you know, issues with recording, anything like that?
Well, I think like after the tour, well, the tour itself was a real boost to our confidence. Like, we were having a pretty, like, we were having some pretty crappy, we had a crappy couple of shows in a couple places. Like, not that there was a problem with the audience or anything, but we just kind of blew it a couple times. And then, but after the tour, like, I think, like, after the, what was the first thing that brought us back, you know? It wasn't like it's like the first stop of the tour, I guess. We were all in pretty
really well.
Kingston went really well, and then just from there, it's just like our morale like skyrocketed. It was awesome. I'm still feeling a lot better now than I was before.
And not only that, the worst night playing music still beats any day at work. So
we're all good friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Above all, we're friends, so we always laugh. We can laugh most things off. There'll be the odd snap at each other, but 5 minutes later, we're friends. So.